The chief executive of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vietus Azim, has joined us on the line to assess the president's two-year term in office. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Now, there were lots of issues on corruption that were raised eyebrows within the period. That's 2 years of President Mahama being in office. What is your assessment with regards to good governance and then transparency?
Well, to some extent, there has been some public pronouncements showing that there's a commitment to the fight against corruption. But just pronouncements are not enough to actually curb corruption. You need to follow your pronouncements with action. And this is the problem that we've had. They have not actually followed up most of the high-profile allegations of corruption with seriousness.
Now, when you say they've not followed through with issues of corruption, the president some few weeks ago, I think about a month ago, made mention of the fact that about 300 people's names have been stated and then they've been taken to court and they've been dealt with. Why then do you say that they've not followed them through?
See, I just mentioned that the high-profile cases. Some of these 300 people, we don't even know what they're in for. Is it theft, ordinary stealing, petty corruption, or their high-level grand corruption cases? How many MPs or ministers or other public officials have been sanctioned for engaging in alleged corruption? What are the outcomes of the investigations that have taken place with SADA, with Info Super Solutions, with GIDA, with the National Lotteries? We don't see any serious action on these high-profile cases.
But let's take the issue with the NSS. Now, the culprits have been taken to court and the case is still in court. Is that not enough?
Well, in that case, the government is doing well on that. But I'm talking about the high-profile cases that people tend to...
But that's quite a high-profile case.
Being linked to politics. Those other ones, we are not seeing that action. Yes, as for the National Service case, the action taken looks satisfactory so far. But I'm giving you earlier cases that took place and nothing is being done.
So an example of these earlier cases that you think nothing is really being done apart from this SADA issue?
Well, I talked about the GIDA case where people were wrongfully paid money. They were asked to pay back within 1 year. We are in 2015. We've only been told of a 14 million CDs repayment. But all the rest monies have not been recovered. The Info Super Solution case, that has been pending. The government has not even asked them to pay back. What they did was to set up a committee of the key players to come out and say, no, well, there's nothing wrong with what they did. That, of course, was not a satisfactory handling of that case.
So,
at the address, when the president was addressing the gathering in connection with the National Anti-Corruption Action Plan, he sought to justify why some of his officials are engaging in corruption. And that was very unfortunate. So these are some of the things that we look out and pick on. Of course, we're not saying that there's total no action on all cases, but those that bring back a lot of money to the state, for example, the Matlamiru cases that he won in the Supreme Court, up to now we haven't heard that any of these monies have been recovered. So these are the high-profile cases that involve huge sums of money that we should be working hard on, and this is not happening.
So in the next 2 years, how do you expect the president to handle these cases?
Well, now that the National Anti-Corruption Action Plan has been endorsed by Parliament, we expect that if there are credible allegations of corruption, he should order prompt investigations into them and act on the outcomes. There's no point setting up committees to investigate allegations of corruption and then doing nothing about the outcomes.
So then you mean that apart from setting up these committees, certain actions should be taken? Does that include going to court, imprisonment, taking people off their positions and all that?
Yes, that includes sanctioning people, like firing people, transferring people, demoting people, and even to the extent of going to court to prosecute. To be able to recover money that have been wrongfully paid or have been stolen, to be able to even imprison people for corruption.
Okay, thank you very much.
That is what will make it very unattractive, but otherwise it will remain very attractive and people continue to engage in it.